This is Living the RV Dream, episode 104 for Friday, June 28th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, pelican heads and travelers around the world! Coming to you from a winery in this town called Velarde, New Mexico. Welcome to another show. Happy Friday. If it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales, and I travel around the country towing a small travel trailer, 19-footer, and I'm also a YouTuber and a traveling storyteller. youtube.com/travelingrobert if you want to check that out. And check out the group, Traveling Robert and Friends, very active group on Facebook. And also the Living the RV Dream podcast group on Facebook. Anyways, I am here today. I am, for the first time in this whole trip, I'm boondocking. But the only reason I'm boondocking is because I'm in the mountains. And I do believe it is going to be in the 50s tonight. So I'm really looking forward to some cooler weather. And this is, of course, a Harvest Host location. And as you know, last February I rejoined the Harvest Hosts. And I used it a couple of times on my way back from the West in February. And this is actually the first time I'm using them. Very nice folks. This is called the Black Canyon Winery here. And we are, it's like almost an hour north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Very nice, very nice people. The only negative, if there is one negative, and that only applies to people like me who need the internet. There's no AT&T coverage. And they do have Wi-Fi, but it only works like over there. I've tried with the Wi-Fi Ranger. I tried with the Togo device, and nothing. So out here in the camper, I am pretty much incommunicated. But when the time comes to upload this this episode of the podcast, I'll just have to, you know, walk out there, brave the mosquitoes, and upload it, because they do have a very fast Wi-Fi. And very good wines, actually. I was quite surprised, because many of these wineries, when you travel around the country, a lot of them, unless you are like in wine country in California or perhaps Oregon or one of these places that are famous for wines, the wines tend to be mediocre at best. But these people, they have some great wines. They have one Shiraz, or Syrah, depends where you come from, that they grow in this area. Amazing, amazing wine. They have some very cool Malbec, and if you like white wines, if you ever here try the Albariño, amazing Albariño. They say they grow it, less than a mile away from here. They have vineyards all around the place, and it is a very nice area. And as you know, let me check with my app here if it works without internet, and I'm doing this live here as we speak, because this app tells me we are right now 5,700 feet above sea level, and it is not cold by any means, but it is a lot cooler down there. It's probably 80 degrees right now, and it's going to go down to the 50s, as I said. All right, let's recap since the last time we spoke, and these podcasts, when I am on the road, are generally travel logs, really. In fact, I haven't received all that much mail or voicemail or feedback or anything like that, except on that Zion National Park video, which I'm going to talk about it later. But let me tell you what has transpired. The rally that I did in a partnership with RV Caravan with us, Paul and Tina Fossey. It was a total success. I think everybody left extremely happy. And Paul and Tina especially were extremely helpful. Tina organizing the whole thing, and Paul trying to help everybody. You know, some people had problems with their RV, and he's very knowledgeable. He's been doing this for many, many years. So he helped everybody, and everything went according to plan. It went amazingly well for it being our first rally, and I hope that we can make many in the future, and I will be announcing them here on the podcast or in the YouTube channel or somewhere else as they occur. But yeah, very pleased. The only change we had to make to the plan, if anything, was because of the weather, the temperature. It was oppressively hot. As I said in the previous podcast, it was over 100 degrees in the afternoon in San Antonio. So some of the outdoor activities we had planned, like a campfire, can you imagine? We had to do them inside, and luckily this RV park, very nice people, by the way, Alamo City RV Park in San Antonio, fully recommended, very nice folks. They had a small indoor area, and that's where we did most of the activities, like the barbecue dinner and the wine and cheese meet and greet and all that, and it came out great. I was so pleased, and it was so great. I mean, it was a little exhausting in a way, because I'm not used to, you know, talking so much with so many people. If you don't know me, I am a little bit of an introvert, but I do enjoy meeting people on the road, and this was a great time to meet some of the viewers and the listeners of the podcast, and it was great. And they have a good pool too at the campground. It was great. We got to see so many things, and on the first day of the rally, we used the public transportation system in San Antonio, and we went to see the missions. And the Mission San Jose, particularly, it's really, really cool, amazing, very well preserved. Even some of the paintings on the walls, and we got to see four of the missions, and that was a really cool trip on that day, cultural. And then after that, we took the bus and we went to the Riverwalk, and we had dinner at one of the many restaurants. I think it was called the Rio Rio restaurant. On the next day, we went back to downtown to San Antonio, and we went up to the Tower of the Americas, and we went to the observation deck. That was really cool. And then from there, we walked to the Riverwalk, and we took the boat. We took the boat. You know, it depends which boat you take. It's usually like a half an hour, 45 minute ride on the boat, and very, very, very cool narration. They tell you a little bit of the history of the town and what you're looking at, and a little bit of humor. I mean, it depends on the boat captain that you get, but they're usually very nice. And then, what did we do? Oh, we went to the Blue Star Brewery, and that was the final dinner. We had dinner there, by the way. Great food. I had something called a pig pie. And it had two types of pork with mashed potatoes and cheese. And, oh, it was amazing. And we all had some IPAs. And it was a good time to be had by all. And then after that dinner, which was from like 6:30 to 8 p.m., we had the public meetup, and a bunch of people showed up. And by the way, everybody, thank you so much for passing by and saying hello. Some people came as far away east as the Houston. We had some people from Utah. We had some people from California. I mean, they were in the middle of a road trip, and they just decided to stop by and say hello. So really, really, really appreciate everybody for coming. And now, from there, you know, I decided to stay an extra day at the campground on Monday just to regroup. I think I hear birds. Yeah, I have my window open because it's getting hot in here, like the song says. And then on the next day, I decided to go west. And the ultimate goal was to go to the Big Bend National Park. Spoiler alert, I never got to Big Bend National Park. I decided I was tired of the hot weather, so I wanted to come up here to where it is slightly cooler. But I did stay at this state park. It's a Texas state park. It's called Seminole Canyon State Park. And they have this... It's a 7.5 mile round trip trail that goes all the way to the Rio Grande, and you get to see Mexico on the other side of the river, which is pretty cool. And it was a good exercise, and we saw some wildlife, no snakes or scorpions, but I saw some bunnies, you know, bunny rabbits, and lots of bugs, all kinds of bugs, bugs that I've never seen before in my life, and some lizards. And that was it, the plant life. And it's kind of, I don't want to call it desert, but it's like semi-desert because you're almost there in the desert. But there, I do have the feeling that there's a little more vegetation than what you would think would grant calling it a desert. But very cool, very nice state park. From there, I decided to go north. And I wanted to see Roswell, New Mexico, because you know, you hear about Roswell all the time. The aliens, you know, the space saucer that fell down, you know, that crashed there in, was it 1945 or something like that? And I went there, and I decided to stay at a. I had, by the way, as you probably know, I have no reservations, like the late Anthony Bourdain, no reservations on this trip. So last minute, I saw that the there was this state park. The lady at the KOA where I stayed the night before. Oh, I skipped someplace, didn't I? Well, yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. I stayed at the KOA in Carlsbad, New Mexico, because I have heard about these caverns they have there, the Carlsbad Caverns. So that was that next night. And a lot of people talk about the bats. They have this thing that they do at sunset where all the bats go get out of the cave, but they don't allow video or pictures unless you ask for a special permission. So I just decided just to visit the caves. It takes about an hour, and it is an amazing cave. And for real. I mean, it's huge. It's this huge room inside. I believe they said it's the largest limestone cavern in the Western Hemisphere, and I believe them. This place was huge, and for that occasion, I stayed at the Carlsbad KOA, and that's where I didn't do much. I just went there to sleep, and I actually probably overpaid. Because really, I just arrived there like an hour before sunset, and I left. The following day, you know, I went to the caverns with the RV in tow. So I paid like, I don't know how much it was, maybe $45 just to sleep, which it's a little steep. But anyways, one of the ladies there at the KOA recommended that if I was going to be go to Roswell, check out this. It's called the Bottomless Lakes. And apparently, technically, they're not a lake, they're sinkholes. But I don't know, if it's fresh water surrounded by land, in my book, that's a lake. But whatever they want to call it is fine. It was this state park, and very cool. It's honor system, I guess, on the weekdays, or maybe it's honor system all the time. It's $14 a night. First come, I mean, you can reserve it, you know, days in advance. But if you arrive on the same day that you plan to stay, they usually have some sites that are walking, first come, first served. And I happened to find one. And I just deposited, you know, $14 cash on the envelope, and off I went. And it was a good stay. This very nice lake. I can tell a lot of locals come, and they have like these paddle boats that you can rent, and they have a little beach and very cool. And as soon as I arrived, I just unhitched and went to Roswell because I wanted to see Roswell, New Mexico. You know, you hear about it all the time, and you see pictures of you know, everything decorated in aliens. You know, I went to the Alien Museum, which was pretty cool. I mean, $5. You know, you spend $5 in two espressos at Starbucks. So that wasn't. I didn't think that was too bad. And it is a pretty well maintained museum, and they have a lot of information. If you're into aliens and all that cool stuff, and I do want to believe it or not. So I got myself and they have a bunch of shops around town where they sell T-shirts, and I bought a couple of T-shirts. You know. Just to say I was there, and then I left, and today I came here and finally made it to the mountains, where it's no longer as hot as it was down there in southern Texas or even southeastern New Mexico. I am now, as I said, about 6,000 feet above sea level at this winery here. And what I'm going to do tomorrow and maybe the day after, I have to look for somewhere to camp because I am at a Harvest Hosts winery. And, you know, they only expect you to stay overnight and then go somewhere else. So tomorrow I'm going to look for a campsite, maybe in the National Forest. I mean, if it is cool enough, I can boondock for another night. And my battery is fully charged. I have the solar cranking, so that should be okay. Otherwise, I'll stay at a campground. I really want to see Taos and that whole area. Everybody says it is beautiful. It's lots to see here. And as you know, I love the mountains and the deserts. And lately, I found out that I love the combination of the mountains and the desert. Maybe just desert doesn't quite cut it. I need both. Especially in the summer when it is so hot. It's been hot. I had never experienced, I don't think, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Because in Miami, it goes into the high 90s. It may say it feels like 100 and so, but it never gets there. This was over 100. And yesterday it was 14% humidity. I think that's what I heard. Anyways, that's all I'm going to do today. Another relatively short podcast in which I'm telling you pretty much what I am doing, what I plan to do. By the way, from here, I my plan today was to mail some CDs and stickers. So if you order some CDs and stickers, you're going to have to wait another couple of days. Sorry about that, because for that I need internets. And lo and behold, we're back in 1992 here. What can I tell you? I mean, if I walk, I don't know, 30 feet towards the winery, I get internet. And that's what I'm going to do to upload this podcast as soon as I finish. But for now, I'm going to sign off. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV. Are we ever living the RV dream? Actually, let me rewind. Someone a couple of days ago told me, you know you are living the dream, right? One of the attendees at the rally. And I said, you know what? I feel very lucky that I'm able to do what I love and make a living at it. Being able to experience all this and share my experience with so many people, my experiences with so many people. And if I inspire you a little bit, if I teach you a little bit, if I entertained you a little bit, that's really rewarding to me. Until next Friday, thank you so much for listening and see you on the road.